Blog Talk Radio.
Time is 7 o'clock right now, and the sun has set, and who's there? A pretty nice day today. Yeah, I do this in terms of jackets. It was a New York Shark windbreaker day versus my New York Shark, lined jacket kind of day, almost close to it though. It was nice and sunny out. I went out to have lunch at a Japanese restaurant in my neighborhood. Oh, it's pretty nice here. And what's going on around the world? Oh, for crying out loud! Listen. No one's gonna bomb my house. That's for sure. Nope. I got the protection here, right across the street. Got a command center here, the fire telegraph station. No, I guess they won't do anything about it. Listen, I'm not going to spend my time worrying about that. I'm just not going to travel the trains and subways and the elevated lines and the buses and the... Nah, I'm going to do that too. Today's show, we're talking about, let's see, we're talking about, Esther is here. Where's Eunice? In case you're wondering, they sound alike, because they're twin sisters. So we're going to be talking Catalina Island, going back. Well, I'm not back there now, but we're going back to talk about Catalina Island. And Doug Lord will be talking about this tour we took on the Catalina Island rafting. And those dolphins, yes. Then and Greg Miller will be calling in and tell us about the Metropole Market that's in that area. But first, before we get into anything, first things first is, you know what?
What? What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yes, and you can get these brownies on www.brownies.com. And now they got their cookies, too. Ooh, yeah. They got the double chocolate cookies. Chocolate. And then they also have these delicious caramel pecan cookies. But, you know, as I always say, they're white cookies, got caramel and pecans, and blah, blah, blah. You know, they're not chocolate, so they don't count. But they're, you know, for someone who likes those kind of cookies, they're delicious, okay? And speaking of Belgian chocolate, well, it can't get worse. Oh, goodness. I have this place, well, it's not near me. I'm glad. Actually, I'm glad it's not near me. I'd be pigging out too much. Fifth Avenue Chocolatier. Now, let me first tell you, they're not even on, they've never been on Fifth Avenue. They've been on Madison Avenue. But then their new, their factory used to be in Queens, and they moved the factory to Valley Stream, Long Island. And the thing is what one particular thing that they make is these truffles. Now, usually when you buy, it's like when you buy truffles, they usually, like you'll have dark or milk chocolate, like on the outside, like what I would say, like the hard shell kind of thing, and then I'll have some kind of thing, whatever, inside. Well, this kind of has, oh, I don't know how to describe it, these little squares. There's no hard shell on the outside. They're like really thick and creamy and just dipped in cocoa. They just kind of melt in your mouth. Yes, that builds a chocolate. That was, oh, goodness, it's October 29th. I think, next month, I got to take a look. Early next month is the Chocolate Show in New York City, in Manhattan. Oh, yeah, the annual Chocolate Show. And the bad news about this there, hopefully there'll be some food there to have before the show. Oh, can you imagine, you know, like just the sugar shock alone. Maybe I'll take something with me this time. Then let's see what a lot of things coming up. I'm going to be going back to Irvine, California, and also going to Long Beach as well. And just so you get in terms of with Long Beach in Southern California, well, you can take the Catalina Express. They call it the Catalina? Yeah, Catalina Express. Oh, here it is. Catalina Express. You can get it from different ports of Southern California. And one of them is that you get it in the port of Long Beach. And that's how I did this when I had gone. And, well, it was so great going there. It was a little choppy. Just a little too choppy for me. It's amazing. I had no problem during the hurricane when I was on the crew, the Sweet cruise that was going to the Caribbean, and the hurricane set in like just as we were like leaving the port there in New Orleans. And I thought, oh no, didn't get nauseous at all. It was the first time. But here I was on the Catalina Express, and I was talking to my fellow writers there, and I was commenting about it, during the bumpy part of the ride, and then I realized I was then getting a bit nauseous, but I withheld, so that was fine. And well, I don't know what's going on with waiting for Doug Lord to call in. Well, let's see. Well, I guess it'll be music time. Let's see what we got. Well, you know, it's that, whoa, what happened here? Look at this. I'm looking at my my files, my uploaded files of what I have here, and, like, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk Radio. It just, like, cut off most of my files. it probably, they must like just go and just leave what I keep doing, or just then start eliminate if I don't do something like soon enough. Well, so here we got this. Well, it's the song I like to play anyway. It's okay, here we are.
We starve, look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasy, listening for the new toll lies, with supreme visions of lonely tunes. Somewhere inside something there is a rush of greatness, who knows what stands in front of our lives. I fashion my future on film.
Snowy days too. So let's see. Well, You know, I don't know. I don't know. What is it with people? It's already like 15 minutes into the show, and, you know, Doug hasn't called in. I talk about this whole dolphin tour, but it's I wanted him to talk about this. Let's see. Let's see who we got here. Who's coming on? Who's coming on? Is this Doug? Who is this? Who's on the air? Hello? Who do I got on the air? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello. Let's try again. Okay, let's do this again. Hello? Hello? I don't know what's going on. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. So, let's see. Try calling back in case you, I don't know, could have been calling from a cell phone and, yeah, that person was going, I can hear you, you can't hear me. So let's try again. We'll see if this happens. Oh, is this because no, Halloween's not now. Halloween's coming up this weekend. Well, let's see here. Let's try while we're doing this. Okay. Well, let's go for our other sponsors since I'll be using them. Esther, what do you think? What do you think, Esther? Yeah, okay. All right, don't know what happened, but let's try again. Okay. Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I can't hear you. You're probably talking to me, and I don't even know it. I don't know. I see a phone number calling in. Don't know who it is. And you're probably going, I can hear you, Earl. And I'm going, I don't know, because I can't hear you. Okay. You want to try one more time? I don't know what's going on. All right, let's do this. And... can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Ah, okay. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Now look, I think we've made contact.
Oh, yeah, we've made contact. Doug?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How are you this evening?
Okay. What the, I was waiting for you at 4 o'clock. What happened?
I got home a little bit late, and I wanted to call you from my house.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to know what was going on. All right, now you got time to talk. Tell
yes.
us about, introduce yourself, and tell us who you are, name of the company, usual.
Okay, my name is Doug Lord, and I own Catalina Ocean Rafting. Which is a tour company out on Catalina Island in California. And we're here to talk about our trips.
And now, just so I can get clear, the one that I took, the one with the dolphins,
our wild dolphin adventure.
Okay. Let's first get into that. Then I'll ask you about if that's the only one that you do. But let's go into this dolphin adventure. And first describe what I'm putting my body into to go on this.
Okay, well, the boats we use are rigid hull inflatables, and they're actually built for the military. If you've ever seen the Navy SEALs assault vessels, that's basically the same boats that we use. They have they're a fiberglass boat with a inflatable tube around them, and they're a lot of fun to ride on, and they're very seaworthy. But you're very close to the water, and that's one of the reasons we use them for this trip, because you're literally about a foot and a half away from the dolphin. You're right next to them. So it's not a boat where you're up very high off the water. You're very low right next to the water, which makes it a really fun trip.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so, and tell us, like, let's say if I was touring this out on the boat and closing my eyes. Tell us what we did.
Okay. That particular trip covers about 20 miles, covers about 10 miles of the island coastline, and as we go down the coastline of the island, we tell you a bit about the geology and the plants and animals on the island. We have American bald eagles out here. We see those guys and harbor seals and sea lions, and during the summer months, we have our flying fish out here, so we see the flying fish, and then we head offshore about 2 to 4 miles offshore of the island. And then we do about 10 miles offshore, and that's where we usually bump into the dolphin. And we have 3 different species of dolphin that live around our island. We have gray bottlenose dolphin, which are a Pacific bottlenose dolphin. They're similar to the Atlantic bottlenose dolphin that you have back there, but they're the Pacific species. But they look about the same. They look like Flipper. And then we have common dolphin, which is a black and white dolphin and a smaller variety. And then we also have a Rizzo dolphin. And then during the winter months, what we start seeing about this time of year and on through the end of the year in January, February, March, is we actually have a fourth species of dolphin that visits down here, which is a Pacific white-sided dolphin. And they come down and visit when the water gets colder. And the nice thing about our dolphin on our island is that they're all resident pods of dolphin. In other words, they live out here. And we've been out here about 20 years, and we've been running our trips for about 20 years. And so most of the adult dolphins around our island have been playing with our boat since they were juveniles. So they find us as much as we find them, but it's great. They come right up to the side of the boat, and I'm sure we'll talk about your experience on our boats in a few minutes.
Oh, yes. That was way cool. That was way cool. Like you know, sometimes you'd have to look yonder to see the dolphins, but then it was like, oh look, it's right there. Oh look, like right there. You know, that was so great. And it wasn't like, no. Do you think we'll see a dolphin or two? No. It was like, yeah, you really got a dolphin thing. It's like when you're going whale watching and the possibility of seeing a whale, and you go, oh, well, maybe. But this one, it's not a bad. You don't have to worry about that.
Nah. Yeah, there's a lot of dolphin. Some of our pods are very, very big out here. The common dolphin that we have around our island, sometimes the pods will be 1,000 of them, and they're just huge. They're all over the place. And then the gray bottlenose dolphin, they go in smaller pods, and the Rizzo are kind of shy. They're not, they don't come up to the boat as much as the other two dolphin do, but they're all great to look at for sure.
What I thought was very cute was every once in a while, in the middle of the pod, there was a sea lion that would kind of jump up as if to say, Oh, don't, it's okay. I'm a dolphin. I just don't have a fin on me. See, I'm with them. It was really cute to see that, you know. Like, they were just part of the pod, you know,
They wanted the attention. There's actually a reason for that you see. There is a reason why you see the sea lions in with the dolphins. And that's because one of the natural enemies of sharks out here are dolphins. And so the sea lions know, and of course the sea lions are one of the favorite food of the sharks. And so if they're swimming with the dolphin, they're totally safe. So if they're offshore in real deep water, they're easy pickings for a lot of the larger sharks. And so by traveling with the dolphins when they're offshore, they're always safe and they don't have to worry about it because the sharks will not mess around with the dolphins.
Why is it, by the way? I mean, considering this, you know, the bite and whatever of a shark, why would they, you know, the dolphins, which could be sometimes smaller, right?
Oh, yeah. Most of the time, individually, they're smaller, and individually, they would probably be a target for the sharks. But because they travel in pods like they do, the nose, the bottle nose, or the beak, they call it, of most of the dolphin are solid bone. And what they'll do is they'll all start traveling very fast into the water, because dolphin can move very, very quickly. They're very strong. And they'll actually hit the shark with their nose, and four or five hits like that from a dolphin will actually injure the shark so badly it'll just cause internal bleeding and it'll die. So the sharks won't mess around with the dolphins at all. They leave them alone.
So I guess in regards to my football team, the New York Sharks, we should never play, well, we'll never will play the Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins, so...
Yeah, you probably want to stay away from those dolphins.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell the owner of the Sharks that that's the only team that we'll never play. And if they even come up with a women's football team called the Dolphins, that's it. Can't do that.
Might be a few sea lions with those dolphins, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's yeah.
There's a couple players dressed like sea lions.
Yeah, that's true. Now, we also saw sea lions like on the side? Is that what we saw? Seals? What did we see?
Yeah, well, we had two different, you might have seen two different ones. We have sea lions out here, and we also have harbor seals.
Right, yeah.
And they live along the shoreline. And the major difference between the two is the sea lions are the guys that you actually see those guys mostly in pictures and stuff, is they have big front flippers and they can stand up on them and walk around.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever go to SeaWorld or any of the aquatic parks, they usually have sea lions. And the reason that the sea lions can walk around like that is they propel themselves with their front flippers and steer with their back flippers. And they're the only guys that do that. In the pinniped world, the rest of them are just the opposite. They propel themselves with their back flippers and steer with their front. And so the harbor seals are smaller, but their front flippers are only about 6 inches long on most seals because they just use them to steer. And they have very developed rear flippers, where the sea lions got it backwards. They started propelling themselves with their front flippers, so they grew very large, and they just steer with their back flippers, and that's why they're a little bit different than most of the other seals.
Oh, look at that. I learned something new.
See, hopefully everybody that comes out here learns something new and learns something fun and exciting and do things that they haven't done before.
Now, the path that we took, we were going around, I guess, Avalon, right? We're going, like, around Avalon, and then we came into a, what was the, like, at the end?
I wasn't on the trip, but did you guys go up to Seal Rocks where there was a lot of sea lions on the beaches and on the rocks and stuff?
There was something with a rock that had a hole in it that you could see on the other side or something.
Oh, yeah, that was at Long Point, and that's down the coastline a ways from Avalon. And on our trip, when we leave Avalon, we go along the coastline very close in, and as we're talking about the geology and the plants and animals, and one of the places we stop is at Long Point, and there's a hole in the cave, there's a cave, and it actually goes all the way through the point to the other side, so you can see sunlight through the cave, and the outline of the cave there forms a perfect map of Catalina Island. It's almost an exact duplication of the map of the island that was etched through that cave by the ocean.
Ah, now I remember that. As to what that about the hole. I remember there was something about the hole, not just the hole.
Yeah, it's amazing, too. When you hold the map up to it and you really look, it's almost an exact duplication of the map of the island. We call it nature's map of the island. She made that as a map and decided, okay, I like it. Let's go ahead and build it. And so she made the island after that.
Now, I guess we also, like, we were stopping to see campgrounds.
Yes. Catalina Island is privately owned except for the city of Avalon. And the city of Avalon is only 1 square mile. The Wrigley family actually owns the island. They're the people that own Wrigley's chewing gum. And Mr. Wrigley bought the island way back in the early 1800s, I think. I'm not up on all that as much as some of the other tours are. But he bought the island, and it's still owned by the Wrigley, or it's still controlled by the Wrigley family. Mr. Wrigley formed the Catalina Island Conservancy back in 1970, and he gifted 86% of the island into the conservancy. The only part he didn't put in there, of course, was the city of Avalon, where the town is, and a couple of other areas of the island, but almost the rest of the island's all in the conservancy. And their job is to protect the island, not allow any development of the island, and it'll never be developed. It'll be open space forever. And the only thing Mr. Wrigley would allow on the island were youth camps, and he allowed 3 or 4 or 5 youth camps to build little camps on the island. And so as you go down on our trip, we usually go by the different camps, and they're all youth camps. They're the YMCA has a camp, the Catalina Island Marine Institute, which is a kids camp that's connected with the LA City School District. Brings a lot of kids out from Southern California out to the island, and they stay a week and they learn about ocean ecology, and they learn how to snorkel and kayak and stuff like that. And some of these kids from the inner city have never even seen the ocean when they come out here, so it's pretty exciting for them. But there are and there's a Boy Scout camp, and then there's a couple of non-denominational church camps that are out here too, and they bring kids out here too. So they're all youth camps, but that's the only thing outside of the city of Avalon that Mr. Wrigley would allow to be developed on the island, so that's all you see. And the rest of the island is just open space, it's just beautiful. It's amazing to think that an hour away from L.A., if you just go across the ocean 20 miles, you can come across this entire undeveloped, pristine island that's right next to 22 million people. It's pretty amazing.
Is there a way to see the rest of the island? I mean, other than, a helicopter tour or something? Or
Yes, there is. There's a couple of different ways to see it. They do have some bus tours that go into the island. If you want something a little bit more personal than a bus tour, CatalinaTours.com, which is one of the websites that we work that we own, offers a van tour of the island. So they take up to 6 or 7 people, and they do a whole 3-hour van tour. They do a little walking on the interior of the island. They stop at the airport, and they have a really nice. The Conservancy has a nature center up there that you can walk through and stuff, so you can see the interior that way. And then probably the most personal way to see it is with the Catalina Conservancy's Jeep Tour. And they have a Jeep Tour that only takes, I think, 4 people, and you go in a Jeep with actually one of the rangers on the island, and they have keys to all the gates where the rest of the people can't get into. And so they take you to places that nobody else can go except the Conservancy. They're the people that own the island, and so it's great to go with them also.
Yeah, I have to do that when I get back. I also, when I get back, I want to go on that sea trek. I understand they would like testing it out, but they're not really going to open it until April.
Yeah, they were doing a little bit of work on it. It got slowed up. It took a while for them to get approval from the California Coastal Commission. Because they're going to walk on the seafloor, and so they wanted to make sure they weren't doing any damage to the seagrasses and the sea life. So they finally got that all approved, and I think they'll start. They were hoping to get it started this summer, but they got delayed getting their approval. And so they opened a little bit last month just to try it a little bit, and then they'll actually open it up for full use here in spring, I think, like I said, in April.
Did you get to test it out?
No, I didn't. It'll be fun to go try it next spring, I'm sure. Like usually what they do is they allow a lot of the local people to go out on the rides before they open them up to the public, so that when somebody asks us about them, we can respond, and so we'll probably get an opportunity to go for free, which will be real nice. I'll certainly take advantage of that. But it sounds like it'd be really fun.
Yeah, it is. It actually is from what I'm getting, is the first one that they're having that in the United States.
Yeah, I think it is. And,
yeah, because the rest of them, I don't know, they've been in the Caribbean, and I don't remember where else, but I had gone on a similar one years ago in near Paradise Island, and I don't swim. I'm afraid of the water. I don't swim. That tells you how safe it is.
How did you do the zip line when you were out here?
No, I don't. Did it once.
You don't do heights well either, huh?
No, I don't do height. I did it once last year, and I couldn't even look down. I couldn't even do looking down. I had to sit in a position as if I was in a recliner.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I haven't been on that one. I haven't been on that one either because I'm not too comfortable with heights either, but I hear it's a lot of fun for those people that have done it. They seem to really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm no spring chicken either, so that's another reason. But let me also kind of to get back to this. So so other than the Catalina ocean rafting that I did, you haven't you do any other tours, any other things?
Yeah, during the for November and December, for from now to the end of the year, we just do the trip that you went on. And then starting in January, from January through March, we do the same trip that you were on, but we call it a whale and dolphin trip because we have 28,000 gray whales that migrate right past the island. And so we see a lot of whales, so it's kind of a combination dolphin trip and whale trip. And that one we run January through March. And then in April, we start up our full season of all of our trips. And we have the same trip you went on, which is the wild dolphin adventure. We also have a snorkeling trip where if people just want to go out and do some snorkeling, we take them down the coastline a few miles. We anchor, snorkel for about 45 minutes to an hour, and then come back into Avalon. And then we have a trip that actually is a combination of the trip that you went on plus an hour's worth of snorkeling. So for those people that want to go see the dolphin, but they also want to do some snorkeling on the same trip, that's our three-hour island adventure. And that one, we go see the dolphin, tell you about the geology and stuff. And then we also stop along the coastline as we go up the coastline and anchor and snorkel for about 45 minutes. And then our last trip is a four-hour trip. And that one's our kind of our half-day adventure. And that one goes all the way up to Two Harbors, which is the town at the other end of the island from Avalon. It's about a 35-mile total trip. And we stop up at we stop and snorkel and go along the coastline like you did on your trip. We stop at the Blue Cavern Sea Caves, which are some really cool sea caves right over by Two Harbors. And if the conditions are right, the captain lets people jump in the water and swim through the cave, which is really nice. It's really cool inside the cave. And it kind of goes in and curves around and then comes back out another cave. So you kind of get a whole big U kind of effect as you swim through it, which is really nice. And then we pull into Two Harbors. We dock there, let everybody out to kind of explore town on their own for about an hour or so. And then we head on up to, and then we head on off offshore, look for dolphin on our way back. So it's, those are our four trips. And those are run all the way from April 1st through the end of October. And that's the main part of our season. During the wintertime, you know, it's not cold like you guys get back there, but it's still our off-season here during the winter. As we get a rainstorm now and then, but the temperature's still, you know, during the day is about in the 60s, and the water temperature is about in the 60s also. So it's those are the two trips that we do.
Oh, cool. Did you need to answer the phone?
Nope. It's okay. You can just call back later.
As a matter of fact, I happen to have Greg Miller on the show as well, who's going to be talking about the Metropole, the whole market, the Metropole market. Greg?
Yeah.
Greg?
Hello.
Yeah,
hello,
Greg.
Welcome.
Have you been on any of these the dolphin trips?
I have not. I do see the dolphins a lot going back and forth on the boat to the mainland from our island. We are lucky enough to get to see the whales and the dolphins quite a bit.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know if you went on any of these rafting trips.
You know, all of the guys want me and invite me to go, but I seem to they spend too much of my time working and not enough having fun.
Uh-huh. See?
We all get in that place.
Yeah. Yeah, you all have to try everything so you could, you know, recommend things to everybody.
Absolutely.
So, well, Doug, do we have a website for you?
Yes, we have two websites. One is CatalinaTours.com, and that website, we offer 20 different tours, not only ours, but a lot of other tours on the island, parasailing, scuba diving.
Now, let me, just so I can get clear. So, wait a minute. There's the Catalina Island company, tour company. Is that the same thing?
No.
Are you part of that? No.
Yeah, the Santa Catalina Island Company has their own website, and they do the zip line and the sea track and some of the bus tours and the glass bottom boats. We don't do any of those. All of our stuff is everything other than that stuff. In other words, we do wave runners and parasailing and our trips, you know, the ocean rafting trips. We do diving.
We're talking about then that there are two separate websites that people can go to for all kinds of adventure.
That's correct. And one of them is CatalinaTours.com.
Okay, so yours is CatalinaTours.com, and that's where we'll find.
You'll find overnight packages. You'll find individual tours. And you'll also find day packages for people that just want to come over for the day, come over in the morning, do a bunch of fun stuff, and go back in the afternoon. That's all on the Catalina Tours website.
Okay. That's great, because actually what's going to happen, I'm going to be going to Long Beach in a couple of weeks, and I understand that there's some package that the Queen Mary does that takes you to Catalina Island for the day.
That could be. That's not one of ours. Ours are sold directly on our website at CatalinaTours.com.
Oh, I'm going to make a connection for you.
Pardon?
I'm going to make a connection for you
when I'm
there.
Okay, well, that'll be fine.
That's what I'm going to do. I network all the time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, according to the thing there, it's like for people to go there and shop, blah, 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 that kind of thing. But I want to make a connection that if people are going there, go for the day, then they'll, you know, to take a tour or whatever, you know.
And
if they want to stay overnight, Greg, we'll have them stay.
Yes, well, welcome to the Mexico.
Yeah, you know, listen, I network.
Yeah, Greg would be glad to take care of him. He's got a great hotel, too, by the way.
Well, okay, Doug, I'm going to let you go, Doug, so I can schmooze with Greg now.
Okay, well, that sounds great. It was great talking to you. And thank you for going on our tour when you were out here, by the way. And we hope to see you again and maybe some of your listeners.
Oh, yeah. Did you see my article?
No, I haven't seen it. You'll have to email me.
Oh, I'll email you. Yeah, or ask Donna. I sent it off to her, Donna Harris.
Oh, okay. I'll call Donna.
Yeah, you can actually, if you go to American Chronicle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, actually, CatalinaChronicle.com. And search under my name.
I will do that.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for giving me a chance to talk to you on your show, and maybe we'll see you out here again.
Yeah, sure you will. Have a good evening.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. So, Greg. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I know, like we were when I was over there on a little hotel. Well, that was actually what we saw. Well, I didn't schlep up to the room because of my leg afterwards, but we did. We went to the room, I guess that had the balcony, the terrace.
Right. Well, I have the beach house, which is a 2-bedroom suite, full kitchen, living room,
It's got 700 square feet of living space plus its own private decks. So that's upstairs on the second floor. And then I have eight other ocean view suites and rooms that are all have either a standing balcony or sitting balcony, fireplace, jacuzzi tubs, complete full ocean views, gorgeous rooms, recently redone and brand new. And then I have 43 other rooms in my hotel, which are all in the process of being upgraded right now. Once again, I always keep my property up. And I'm really putting in all flat screen TVs, new carpeting, drapes, bedding, and other new things. So I also have the Metropole Marketplace, which is about 25 shops, which sell
Before you get into that,
okay.
I want to get into the, like you were giving us a little history of how this all came about. How you got
My family
there.
History?
Yeah, how you got this, like, this seems to be like, I'll call them like spurts of, what I call, not monopolies. In other words, there's like groups. So you got the Wrigley's, and you got the Catalina Tours, and you got the Catalina Island Company, you know.
The Wrigley's are the Santa Catalina Island Company is a corporation that is owned by different members of the Wrigley family, and they are the dominant people on the island, the dominant employer. They own the most businesses. They own over 15% of the island still. They owned 100% of the island and donated 85% of it to the Conservancy. So there's really no, like, competitive thing or family thing going. My family's been working on the island for over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal has always been, you know, to just try to kick it up a notch. It's hard to get things done sometimes on an island, and people say, oh, you can't do that on Catalina. And then our attitude was, you can't do it or it hasn't been done. So if it hasn't been done, you can try. And we would always try to kick it up a notch, you know, make our hotel a little bit better, create a little nicer shopping complex, recently opened a new restaurant serving a farm-to-table concept. And just, you can do these things on Catalina, and you can do them well, but it's a challenge. We have what we call the Catalina factor. Makes everything on the island just a little bit harder.
So did you start with the hotel? Was the hotel the first thing that was built, or the whole market?
Actually, the marketplace we built and opened first, and that opened in 1984, and it's been remodeled since. And then we built and opened the hotel in 1990, so we're just completing our 21st year in the hotel business.
Okay, so, and the marketplace, now we can talk about what's at the marketplace.
The marketplace, I have several restaurants. I have our brand new signature restaurant, M, which has full bar and entertainment. We have a farm-to-table menu, and for winter hours, we're open for dinner only, and summer, we're open lunch and dinner. And then we also have on the property Cafe Metropole, which is a great little sandwich and soup, salad place. They have a beer and wine license and outdoor patio seating also. And then we have the always popular and well-known Coney Island West, which is the best hot dog on the island. They also have patio seating and do a brisk business right on the front street. Additionally, we have Katie's Kitchen, which serves sort of a little mix of international cuisine, some real great homemade Mexican food, and also they do some Asian specialties and a few other things, some good sandwiches. So those are our main eateries.
I got to ask you a question about the hot dog. You said it's the best hot dog on the island. Are they making their own hot dogs?
No, I don't think so. They're using Hebrew National, I believe, is their dog.
Oh, okay. Are they doing something to it?
I don't know what they do to it. Just people love it.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe like the toppings or something like that. Some special things that they do for the toppings.
Nothing specific that I know of, other than just a great variety of choices.
Okay. Okay, so now we got to the restaurants, and what else is there?
And then I have about 20 shops, which range from day spa, doing fantastic massages and facials and other treatments. We have a beauty salon. We have jewelry store, several women's and men's clothing store, and exciting new tenant coming in. It'll be opening in early 2011. There's a brand new family fun center called Three Palms, and they're going to have a new game ride called XM Theater that is not even available anywhere in California yet, and it's an incredible you feel like you're actually on a ride at Disneyland on a roller coaster, but you're in a room. And it's a really incredible thing, and it'll be the first of its kind on the West Coast. So we're very excited about that. And we're also going to be having all new state-of-the-art arcade games and bowling, and it's going to be a fantastic thing. And he's right now in the process of creating that space.
That's great. So it's looking good for you there, huh?
I'm feeling good about things. You know, our island, like all the rest of the country, we've suffered from the economic downturn. And we're still forging forward, and nobody is sitting on their heels. We're trying to make and do new things on the island and create new and fun, exciting things for our visitors. And so I don't know that we've turned the corner yet on the recession. I don't know, you know, I'm not as smart as the president and his advisors, but I get the feeling that we're heading in the right direction.
Oh, great. That's great. I love the island. I have to tell you that.
It's a gorgeous place.
It's kind of as a matter of fact, it's interesting because I'm going to be writing for an Italian newspaper, and I'm going to put a piece on that because it kind of reminds me of the Amalfi Coast.
Yes, I was thinking the exact same thing when you said that. My girlfriend and I had gone to the Amalfi Coast, so it's 4 or 5 years ago now, and we brought back photographs of some of the hill towns there, Positano and whatnot.
Yes.
And when
yes.
our friends saw them, they were thinking, where in Catalina is that? So, you know, you can even fool people in that way. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, because, you know, as a matter of fact, what had happened, the reason it even hit me, because I was staying at the Villa Portofino Hotel, and the room I had a French door windows, you know?
Right,
and I was able to, like, look out and look to the right and the left to see the coast. And underneath me was the music from the restaurant, and it's Italian music from the restaurant. As
right.
I looked out, I went, wow, this reminds me of being on the Amalfi Coast.
Yes.
So I'm going to definitely write something about that. So, some places to go into in the United States to remind you of your home in Italy. Yeah,
right.
So... But I know that, like, now you were just like a few blocks away from where I was staying, right?
We're right next door to where you were staying. Actually, we're right on the front street, right next door to where you are. Right across
okay.
the street is the Hotel Metropole and the Metropole Marketplace.
Oh, okay. Because I remember it was like in walking distance.
Yes,
from,
just a few steps, literally, from the Villa Portofino. You know, I love people to stay at my hotel if they come to Catalina, but wherever you stay, we're going to make sure that you have a great time on the island. If any of your listeners or people that follow you, and I feel confident that we'll, I feel secure in saying that we will make people happy. We will take care of their needs and make sure they have a great time while they're on our island.
Well, I'm certainly going to be back.
Okay.
I'll be back there next year to do the sea trek.
Sounds good.
And
we'll
this
do it
time,
together.
Yeah, and this time I'll have the opportunity to actually stay at your hotel.
Okay, just give me a call when you're ready to come, and we'll set something good up for you.
Okay, and what about, you have a website?
Yes, our website is hotel-metropole, M-E-T-R-O, T as in Peter, O-L-E, hotel-metropole.com.
Okay, cool. That's great. Well, I got, I think, you know what? You're in the article, too.
Okay,
did you see the article?
I haven't seen it, but I know where to find it because I was listening.
As a matter of fact, you know what I wound up doing? I was describing what we ate at the M.
Oh, and what was it?
I described the whole meal because
Fantastic.
I had to describe it because it was a tasting, and I commented, it's not on the menu. We had a tasting.
Right.
So that's why I was describing everything. You'll probably see also on my blog.
Okay,
well,
I'll keep an eye out for it.
Okay. Well, thanks
a lot,
Greg, for calling in.
I appreciate your time and your interest in our island. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ah, yes, so I shall return. I shall return to Catalina. And hopefully, it'll be interesting. I'm not sure whether I may return there before I go to Italy. I'm looking to go to Italy next year. I would like to hit Salerno. Not that I mind if I was going back to the Amalfi Coast at all, or Naples and that area. I guess it's time to end my show. Don't know what I'm doing next. I think hopefully that what I'll be doing next week. I went to this restaurant, Bob's Restaurant, and so I'm hoping to have Bob Manning, the owner. I want to have the executive chef and the pastry chef, so that'll be what's going to go on for my next show. So for everybody, have a great day, evening, or whatever it is that you're having. And they said the same thing as well. Well, yeah.